Hey, deserving listeners, it's just me today. I thought I would do a follow-up to an episode I did just a few days ago about the mandated reporting laws for therapists and counselors and psychologists and psychiatrists and all the other people, social workers, regarding our mandated reporting regarding child pornography. I did an episode a few days ago that I went into a legal case, an actual legal case in which a therapist had learned that his client had downloaded child pornography and reported it to the police, and then was sued by the client for breaking confidentiality. And originally I was just going to do the episode on the legal case and just review the ins and outs. But as I started to research for that episode and talked about the episode and then received a bunch of emails about that episode, I realized that the whole situation regarding child pornography mandated reporting is actually pretty complicated, and not a lot of people know what to do because it's something that hasn't been sort of tested in the courts or discussed much in our profession yet, even though obviously child porn has been around for a long time and the internet's been around for a long time. But our profession and the law, it just takes decades for things to progress. And so we're in a time right now where there's not a lot of guidance. And so I got a bunch of emails from people that basically indicated to me that they didn't really understand confidentiality laws very well, lay people and counselors together. And also, which, you know, makes sense that lay people wouldn't understand. Our profession has a pretty weird practice, meaning that it's not common among other professions or in our society that we keep things secret, even if they were things like crimes and whatnot. So, but I also was getting a lot of weird interpretations from people, a lot of misunderstandings. And really, you know, I get it because, you know, none of us want people to get away with crimes, right? None of us want someone to, for example, download child pornography and tell someone about it and get away with that. You know, we want to protect the public. We definitely want to help protect children. And so it goes against a lot of our moral fibers to say that we would not report it if someone told us that they had downloaded child pornography. And so I get why it's confusing, and I'll get into all that. And it's a nuanced area, like I said, there's not a lot of firm guidance according to the law. So there's a general guideline that I'm going to lay out after having consulted with CPS and lawyers and other experts and whatnot. Welcome to the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm a therapist and a professor. This episode is just for patrons of the podcast. I'm really sorry about that. The episode a few days ago was also just for patrons of the podcast, so it feels terrible to have two episodes in a row that are only for patrons, but it seems weird to have this one not be patron only since the other one was. Please become a patron of the podcast. That's the main thing. When you become a patron of the podcast, you get access to hundreds of episodes in which we do deep dives into topics like this, but theory. And, you know, I just did a 8-hour episode on narcissistic personality disorder, which is just for patrons. So go to patreon.com, become a patron, do it now.